Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN, joined by Kayla Savage and Linda Teener here from the UFM Community Learning Center. And this segment, we're going to focus primarily on the Manhattan Community Garden. Started in 1974, as I understand, by UFM and a group of volunteers. Linda, it's the oldest community garden in Kansas, really?
That's right. Oldest in Kansas and one of the oldest west of the Mississippi.
Wow. So it's in two locations here. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we have two locations. When it started in 1974, we were located at 9th and Riley Lane, which is down by Howie's. And we lost some land a few years ago with a sale. The land belongs to the city, and we lease it from them on an annual basis, and they sold part of our garden. And so we were looking what we were going to do because we lost about 50 or 60 plots. And I visited with the county, and the county had some land that they were willing to lease us. And so we have two locations, 9th and Riley Lane, and also 1435 Collins Lane, which is about a mile south of Riley Lane on Hunter's Island.
Okay. And the reason we're talking about this is because you got sign-up dates coming up real soon.
I know. Can you believe we're going to have a snowstorm this weekend? But we're signing you up to garden now. It's about time for new gardeners to be able to sign up for open plots at our community garden. We have one last sign-up for returning gardeners, which is next Monday night at 5:30 at UFM. And then after that, we'll assess what plots are available. And starting on Saturday morning, February 2nd, we will be signing up new gardeners. New gardeners are required to come to a sign-up, so put it on the calendar now if you want a plot. We generally have anywhere between 40 to 60 plots that are available for new gardeners, and so you want to get in to get the best choice. Our community garden has 250 plots total, and a lot of them will already be taken up with returning gardeners. Right now, we have over 100 families signed up that are returning to garden.
And what is the benefit of a community garden? What do people get out of this?
Well, there are several. One, you might not have space in your yard to garden, and you're an avid gardener. You like getting those fresh tomatoes and cucumbers and corn and sweet potatoes and other things. And so we can provide you land to do that. The plot sizes are pretty good. They're run about 625, 650 square feet, which is a good size room to do that. And in addition to being able to grow what you want to grow on your plot, there's also the stress management benefit of getting out, doing something physical, getting the fresh air is good for you. And there's a big social element, too, because you'll meet other people. We have social events. We have some volunteer work days where you can come and meet other gardeners. Or maybe you just visit with the gardeners that are around you. So there are a lot of really positive benefits. It can be good for depression. It can be good for all kinds of mental health and physical health.
So as far as the cost associated with this, if you want to get a plot and get signed up, how do you do that?
Well, to sign up, you come to a sign-up session. You fill out a small form, and the cost of that varies a little bit. At Riley Lane, because it's an old garden, the plot sizes vary. So I can't tell you exactly what you would pay there. At Collins Lane, all of the plots are the same size. And so if you're paying full fees, you would pay $50 a year to be able to have that space. And if you're a first-time gardener, you would pay a $20 deposit on that space. We also can offer our fees at half price for those in the low-income area. We receive some crop walk funding from the community, and we use that to underwrite the costs to be able to offer lower-income people the opportunity to garden at less cost. But again, that's a fee for the whole year, so it's not a monthly. You're not paying $50 a month or $25 a month for your plot. You're paying that one time, and then you can grow whatever you choose on your plot for the whole year.
All right. And so as far as maintaining the garden, that's on them.
That's on you, yes. So you sign up for a garden, Brandon, and you can grow whatever you want to grow, but you're also responsible for taking care of it. So you need to keep the weeds down. Don't let trees grow in your garden. You know, kind of manage your space. But it's your space to grow what you choose to grow. We also have some really seasoned gardeners who can help you with things like, well, what should I grow? What are the best crops to choose? How should I do this? How do I mulch something to keep the weeds down? We have people around who can help you with that as well. In addition to just the plot, we also have some hand tools, and we have tillers and mowers that are available for the gardeners to use as well. We are generally not able to provide seeds and plants, so you get that on your own. Sometimes we get some free samples, or we get some leftovers from the gardening stores. But generally by then, it's getting late to plant. So as soon as you sign up, if the weather is good and you want to get out and start cleaning up your garden and getting it ready to grow, you can do that, because the day you sign up for a garden on February 2nd, that afternoon you can go out, find your plot, see if it needs to have some weeds or anything taken care of, sign up to have it tilled if that helps you out, and get ready to garden.
Oh, what a great service to have here in the community. And who doesn't like fresh vegetables? I mean,
yeah,
fresh fruits or vegetables.
I tell you, those fresh tomatoes, I can't hardly manage without fresh tomatoes in the summertime.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're available to anybody who can sign up, as long as we have plots available. We'll continue sign-ups once or twice a month until April or until all the plots are taken, whichever comes first.
And I see here you generally have about 180 families gardening each year.
We do. Generally have around 180 families gardening. Your first year gardening, you are allowed to have one plot. If you're successful with your one plot and come back, then you can ask for a second, and we even have a few gardeners that have three plots, which boggles my mind because that's as big as my whole house, I think. And how they take care of all of that, I don't know. But they do a really good job. We also have some groups like the Men's Gardening Club who take some plots and will grow specific things like potatoes, sweet potatoes, other kinds of vegetables specifically for the bread basket and the food pantries in town.
Well, that's nice. That's a good way to give back to the community.
Yeah, and we have some gardeners who have such success. Our soil is wonderful. It's that bottom sandy loam, river bottom soil. It grows things very well. And often you have more than you can deal with. And so we have a lot of gardeners who share with their neighbors, who share with their churches, with the food pantries, and sometimes even bring some to us at UFM.
We were talking during the break here. You know, if I'm gardening and I'm not having success and I see someone else's, probably best to ask first before you take.
Yes, this is not a community garden in terms of being a shared garden. It's what's called an allotment garden, which means I rent that land and those crops belong to me. So you can't just walk up to the community garden on Riley or Collins and just take whatever you want, because that belongs to the people who have been taking care of that.
Yeah, and they're working hard. So
yeah, they are.
Well, very cool. I'm really glad to learn about that. I can't wait till it gets a little warmer and you can actually walk through and see some of the crops growing.
Oh, it's terrifically fun to walk through the community garden and look at the different ways people garden, at the different kinds of crops they grow. Some are traditional Kansas crops, but we have a lot of international gardeners, and they grow things that are native to them, and it's really interesting to watch how that all happens. Now, if you want more information about the times that are available, you can go to the UFM website. That's tryufm.org, tryufm.org. And then if you go over to our projects pull-down menu, you'll find Manhattan Community Garden there. Get the information, see what the costs are, see what an application looks like, and the garden rules.
Super. All right. Well, what else? We have a little bit of time left here. What else would you like to highlight here going on at UFM?
Well, we have a couple of other projects that are going to be starting soon. Our teen mentoring program will be starting after Martin Luther King Week. So about that last week in January, that program will start. It's a program for middle school and high school students after school held at UFM that provides some support and assistance and just some fun for middle school and high school students who need a little extra support, who need a mentor. It's a site-based program, so we meet at UFM or we go as groups to places. So that'll be coming up soon. And Project Excel, which is a program for special needs adults, will be starting on January 26th for the spring semester. That's a program that focuses on providing enrichment activities for adults who have developmental disabilities and want to have some time for learning and for some social time. Once you age out of the school district, you might be able to be involved with Big Lakes, but oftentimes you can't get in. We can be an alternative to have something to do and also keep that brain going, keep that learning in active mode. And so we do that. We have students that come as far as 60 miles away on Saturday mornings to participate in that program. And we hold it at K-State, so you get a K-State-like experience in the process. You get a K-State ID card. And when we can, we try to participate in K-State activities that are happening on those Saturday mornings. We meet Saturday mornings for 5 weeks, then we'll take a break, and then we'll start again for another five-week session.
Okay. If people want more information here, phone number or website for you?
Our phone number is 539-8763, and you can reach us or get information about all of our programs at tryufm.org.
Perfect. Well, Linda Teener and Kayla Savage, our guests here from the UFM Community Learning Center in Manhattan, thank you so much for being here, and it was all great information.
Thank you, and you can pick up a catalog all over town.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being here, and that's going to wrap it up for In Focus here on this Thursday, Dave.
All right, Brandon, thank you much. Good show this morning. Tomorrow, K-State Vet Meds, Dr. Neela Boyer will be joining us, and we look to have some guests from the Martin Luther King Junior Memorial Committee to bring us up to date on their activities, as they have a big event, number of events that are going to be coming up soon. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, the game's going to have plenty to talk about. Jeff Mitty Show on K-Man at 6 tonight. It's 10 a.m. at K-Man. Good morning.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One of Manhattan on Fort Riley.